Good morning, Grand Rapids. It is Monday, June 22nd, and we are coming to you with an immediate severe weather alert to kick things off today.
That is right. If you are listening to this on your morning commute, you need to be aware that the National Weather Service has flagged a 100% chance of heavy, moderate to severe rain hitting the area right around the 12 p.m. noon hour today.
We are talking about a significant deluge right in the middle of the day. The primary hazard here is sudden, blinding rain and rapid water pooling on the roadways. If you are planning to be out for lunch or driving anywhere around noon, you need to exercise extreme caution. Give yourself extra stopping distance and absolutely do not drive through standing water.
Exactly. Protective action is key here. Just stay indoors if you can during that noon window. Right now, as we record this, it is sitting at 58 degrees in Grand Rapids, with moderate rain already falling, and the winds are relatively calm at 3 miles per hour out of the north.
And while we aren't seeing active severe thunderstorm or tornado warnings at this exact moment, which is a relief given that Michigan has already seen 22 confirmed tornadoes in 2026, we know how volatile these systems can be when they move through the region.
We really do. The good news is that this system is expected to move through quickly. By 3 p.m., the forecast shows broken clouds and temperatures warming up to about 66 degrees. By 6 p.m., we should hit our high of 76 with scattered clouds.
It is going to be a classic Michigan weather whiplash. Heavy midday storms followed by a surprisingly pleasant evening. Overnight, it will drop down to a low of 50 degrees with clear skies heading into Tuesday morning. So keep the umbrella handy for the first half of the day, stay off the roads at noon if possible, and enjoy the clearing skies later this afternoon. All right, with that critical weather update out of the way, let us shift gears to our main story today. We are looking at a major development out of Lansing that could fundamentally change how the tech industry operates in our state. We are talking about data centers, those massive, sprawling, warehouse-sized facilities that form the backbone of the internet, cloud storage, and the ongoing artificial intelligence boom. Michigan Senate Democrats have just unveiled a sweeping package of restrictions aimed directly at these developments.
To understand why this is happening now, we have to rewind a bit. Back in 2024, the state legislature passed a series of aggressive tax incentives specifically designed to attract data centers to Michigan. The idea was to bring in high-tech investment and position the state as a major player in the digital economy.
And it worked. Maybe a little too well. Since those incentives went into effect, we have seen a massive surge in proposals from tech giants wanting to build these facilities here. But with that surge has come a wave of intense pushback from local governments, environmental groups, and everyday residents.
Which brings us to June 2026. Senate Democrats have introduced a package of 7 bills designed to heavily regulate data center development. And the cornerstone of this legislation addresses the single biggest concern people have, which is the sheer amount of electricity these places consume.
It is hard to overstate just how much power a modern data center requires, especially the ones built to handle AI processing. We aren't talking about a slight bump in local power usage. We're talking about facilities that can demand as much electricity as a small city.
Right. And the fear is that if the local power grid has to be massively upgraded to support a new data center, the utility companies will just pass those infrastructure costs down to residential ratepayers. Essentially, you and I would see our monthly electric bills go up, so a multi-billion dollar tech company can run its servers.
To stop that, this new legislative package includes a very strict requirement. It mandates that data centers must pay upfront for at least 20 years of power costs. 20 years upfront. That is a massive financial commitment. When you run the numbers on what a facility uses over 2 decades, you are talking about an astronomical sum of money. It is. The goal is to mathematically ensure that the costs of energy production and grid expansion are completely isolated from residential ratepayers. If a tech company wants to plug into the Michigan grid, they have to prove in cash that they are footing their own bill for the next 2 decades. That is a fascinating approach, and honestly, a pretty aggressive one.
you have to wonder how the tech industry is going to react to that. We have seen other states offer blank checks to get these companies to set up shop. Michigan is essentially saying, you can come here, but you are paying your own way, entirely, in advance. And it is not just about electricity. The second major pillar of these seven bills deals with water usage. This is a huge one for Michigan. We are surrounded by the Great Lakes, and water conservation is baked into the political DNA of this state. Exactly. Data centers generate an incredible amount of heat, thousands of servers running nonstop. To keep them from melting down, these facilities use massive industrial cooling systems that consume millions of gallons of water, often through evaporative cooling, where the water is just lost to the atmosphere.
The new legislation proposes strict caps on water usage for any new data center. They want to prevent these facilities from tapping into local municipal water supplies to the point where it threatens community access or depletes local aquifers.
It is a preemptive strike. We haven't seen a catastrophic water shortage caused by a data center in Michigan yet, but lawmakers are looking at states out west where data centers have absolutely ravaged local water tables. They do not want that happening in the Great Lakes Basin.
And then there is the transparency angle, which might be the most politically explosive part of this whole package. The bills seek to limit the use of non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, by public officials regarding data center projects.
This has been a massive point of contention in local politics lately. The standard operating procedure for a tech company looking to build a data center is to approach a local township or city council and require all the public officials to sign strict NDAs before they even pitch the project. They usually use a code name, right? Project Blue or Project Orion, something intentionally vague so no one knows who the company is or what they are building. Exactly. And the officials are legally bound not to discuss the details with their own constituents until the deal is basically finalized. By the time the public finds out that a massive, power-hungry, water-draining facility is coming to their town, it is too late to stop it. This legislation would severely restrict that practice. It would force these negotiations out into the open much earlier in the process, giving local residents a chance to actually weigh in, ask questions, and potentially vote against it if they feel the environmental or economic impacts are too high. It is a direct response to grassroots pushback. People do not like waking up to find out their township supervisor signed a secret deal with a tech conglomerate behind closed doors. So we have 20-year upfront power payments, strict water caps, and a ban on secret NDA negotiations. It is a comprehensive package, but it does raise a critical question. Will this effectively kill the data center industry in Michigan? That is the multi-million dollar question. Critics of these bills, which likely include the tech lobbying groups and some pro-business advocates, are going to argue that these restrictions make Michigan totally uncompetitive. Why would a company agree to 20 years of upfront power costs here when they can go to Ohio or Indiana and get a tax break instead? It is a valid economic concern. The 2024 tax incentives were passed specifically because lawmakers felt Michigan was losing out on the tech boom. Now, 2 years later, Senate Democrats are essentially trying to put the genie back in the bottle, or at least put a very tight leash on it.
It really comes down to what kind of economic development the state wants. Proponents of the bills argue that if a company is going to drain our resources and hike our utility bills, it is not actually a net positive for the state, regardless of how many temporary construction jobs it creates.
And it is worth noting that data centers notoriously do not create a lot of permanent jobs. Once the facility is built, it only takes a handful of highly specialized technicians and security personnel to run it. It is not like an auto plant that employs thousands of local workers.
Right. You are trading massive infrastructure strain for maybe a few dozen permanent jobs. That is the math Senate Democrats are looking at when they propose these restrictions.
It is going to be a fierce debate in Lansing. We will have to see if this package of seven bills can garner any bipartisan support, or if it becomes a straight party line fight. And of course, we will be watching to see how the tech industry mobilizes to lobby against it.
It is definitely one of the most consequential legislative battles of the summer. We will keep tracking those bills as they move through the committee process. Absolutely. All right, let's hit a few more local stories real quick before we wrap up today. We have a fascinating legal and cultural clash happening out in our rural communities.
Michigan farmers are increasingly relying on agritourism, things like farm stays, hosting weddings, and retail operations, just to stay financially afloat amid rising debt and corporate consolidation.
But they are running into a wall with local townships over zoning, noise, and traffic. The legal landscape here is incredibly messy right now. Just last year, in 2025, the Michigan Court of Appeals ruled in Blake's Farms Incorporated versus Armada Township that commercial agritourism facilities, like event spaces, do not qualify for qualified agricultural exemptions under the General Property Tax Act. Basically saying, just because your wedding barn is on a farm does not mean it is taxed like a farm. But then, on the flip side, you have the recent Wineries of the Old Mission Peninsula Association federal case, where the court largely sided with wineries, striking down township restrictions on events and advertising as unconstitutional.
It is a tug of war. The Michigan Right to Farm Act protects standard farming from nuisance claims if they follow generally accepted agricultural and management practices. But these commercial events fall into a gray area. Townships want to preserve rural quiet, but for many of these family farms, if they cannot host a fall festival or a weekend wedding, they simply go out of business.
Moving from the farm to your backyard, we are officially entering the peak of Michigan mosquito season, which typically runs heavy from June through August. And with the heavy rain we are getting today, it is only going to get worse.
Yeah, the standing water left behind by these storms is the perfect breeding ground. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is urging everyone to be proactive. Walk around your property and empty out bird baths, clogged gutters, flower pots, anything that holds water.
And it is not just about avoiding itchy bites. Mosquitoes here are vectors for serious diseases like West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis, or EEE. The MDHHS recommends using EPA-registered insect repellents containing DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus whenever you are outside, especially at dusk.
Exactly. Do not let your guard down just because it is a beautiful summer evening. Protect yourself and your family.
Sound advice. And that is going to do it for today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily. Thank you so much for tuning in and starting your week with us. Please remember to heed that severe weather alert if you are out on the roads around noon today. Take it slow, avoid standing water, and stay safe. We will catch you back here tomorrow with more local news. Take care, West Michigan.